Okay, we are joined here in the media center with Jeg Coughlin Jr., who ran...
Crowd goes wild.
Yes. And his pass of 6.509 seconds at 211.41 miles per hour put him in the provisional number one qualifier position tonight. Jeg, tell us about that pass.
It was aggressive from the time we left the trailer to the time I turned off the track. Ricky was my crew chief. Ricky Jones was really made a really nice run. The first run was number one after the first session, and he was trying to lay the boards over there and run two as well. And you know, the track got cooler. The barometer went down a little bit, which the pro stock cars don't like. We'd like more atmospheric pressure, not having a supercharger or an oxygenated fuel, and the moisture content was going up a little bit, so we had our hands full a little bit with the tune-up side of it. But man, he got after it, in the clutch department, gearing department, chassis department. I let the clutch out, the front end came up, and the car just rose and shot out of there. We were like 956.956 in 60 feet, which is almost unheard of. But this is the Texas Motorplex. It's one of the fastest tracks on the tour. We just don't always get the atmosphere conditions to couple with it. So felt good to go into Saturday on the provisional pole and see if we can hang on to it here going into Sunday.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Well, it's supposed to get warmer tomorrow for sure, and then Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel pretty confident you've got this locked up right now?
Yeah, there's never any guarantees, though. Mother Nature's weather predictions are always at least 50% off, it seems like, and I'm not knocking it by any stretch, but, we do feel pretty good about it. The weather's supposed to stair-step up tomorrow, some more in the mid-80s, and then maybe into the high 80s on Sunday. But, we'll wait, do our homework in the morning, see start tracking the weather and see how it's heating up and see if we can't predict it. And our goal will be to be low for the session, and regardless if that's better than the 50 with a 9 or just better than the rest of the cars in the field here. So that's our goal, is staying focused on being the fastest car out there each and every session. We're certainly trailing behind in the points side of things, over 5 rounds behind our teammate Eric Anders, who's leading the points. And she didn't give us much help today, picking up 1 point each round, but we'll certainly take it. And we know it's going to be a tough chore to climb into the first place in the next 3 races. But we're going to do our best to win the last 3 events and see where the chips fall.
You need her to go out early Sunday.
Yeah, we're not wishing for that, honestly. We've got a great team, and right now between Erica, Matt Hartford, myself, and Alex Laughlin, all 4 of us are in the top 6 or 7 right now. And a newcomer to Pro Stock here recently with Aaron Stanfield, Texan, is running really well as well. So there's nothing you can count on. And certainly we never wish any evils on our teammates. But we're looking to at least get 1 round on her this weekend if we face each other in the final.
As good as that run was, as aggressive as it was, Erica was right outside your window the whole run.
Yeah.
Finished a thou apart.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew, when I made that first round, we were a couple pair ahead of her, and I knew my 60-foot time, and I knew they'd have to absolutely match that to outrun us. They're usually just a tick quicker than us in the back half, which equates to lower ET typically, and they were there.
Could you see her out the window? Or are you even looking at
her? No,
there?
I wasn't peeking. This is one of those tracks that gets pretty dark at night, and I don't want to scrub a thousandth of a second off of it. And for obvious reasons, she was 1,000th behind me. So we kept it right down the middle. And again, great job, Ricky Jones and the entire crew at Elite Motorsports. We're feeling pretty good. Number 3, Derek Kramer, was almost 2.3 or 4 hundredths behind Erica and I. So we need to maintain this and not make any mistakes and see if we can't come out on the victorious side on Sunday. That's the game day.
Jeg, I'm doing a note here about Alan Przewalski and his crash last week.
Yeah.
When you see a privateer guy like that wreck a car, he struggles with non-factory support. How tough is it for a guy like that to stay, on the tour even?
Yeah. Well, he's definitely a competitor. He's been hard at it the last couple of years. He's been racing for a long, long time, but extremely hard at the Pro Stock contingent the last couple of years. They've been working really hard on their engine program, and look like they're making some headway. And to see a tragic event like that. Fortunately, he was not injured too badly. The car was. Car was certainly heavily damaged, but I guess as they say, it did what it was supposed to, protected him, and he'll live to race another day. And he was right back out the track helping his teammates the next morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Well, I don't know about all the bright-eyed part. I did get a chance to chat with him, and we've worked with him a little bit through the Elite Motorsports Group with Alan and his team, and certainly want to see him do well and continue to do well.